406 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I find it interesting that the not so new mayor of the city of Richmond, the good Dr. Donnie Avuli, is inviting Henrico and Hanover to form some sort of a regional water advisory board. I mean, not a terrible idea. Let me be very clear. It's not a terrible idea. Better idea is for Hanover, anyway, to look at options other than the city of Richmond. Maybe my beloved Hanover County teams up with Henrico County. I don't know. But what has become clear, at least to me, as a layman, a civilian standing here on the outside, is that the city of Richmond does not have the infrastructure within its water department to maintain safe, potable water. That's all. Doesn't mean you hate anybody. You're just a hater. I don't hate anybody. Well, there are a couple of people I hate. But for the most part, I don't hate anybody. Are there general categories of people I hate? Yes. If you are a child molester, I'm not interested in chatting. I hate you. You go out of your way to hurt animals, I hate you. But I live in Richmond. I don't hate you. Hell, man, the very first water crisis, you remember what I did on this program? Alone? Solo? Was to get people to bring water into the city and then have it distributed. God bless Reva Trammell, city council member for the 8th district, represents the south side. She got the water distributed. That was water that my listeners brought from elsewhere. All right. I didn't mean to say I did it single-handedly. I just meant this show. Jeremy, of course, was working hard to do it. But nobody else. It was just me and Germ. Or Germ and me. I don't care. I don't care who gets the credit. No, actually, I guess I do. Yeah, Germ, it was all me. With some help from you. And most of the help came from Reva Trammell as well. So that's where I am on that. So no, I certainly don't hate anybody in that regard. But I live in Hanover. I want reliable water. That's it. And if it is too expensive for our county alone to do this water thing all on our own, it doesn't make any sense. It takes 20 years to put it together. Okay, I get that. I understand all of that. Next week, you know what, Jeremy? Let me call an audible here. Next week, can you do me a favor? Get Ryan Hudson back on. Ryan is on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors, represents the Mechanicsville District. Now, Ryan's a good guy. Ryan and I served together on the Community Services Board for quite some time. And he's somebody who knows. And he doesn't ever shy away from a discussion and getting into issues. So, yeah, Jerm, do me a favor. Reach out to Ryan. Let's get him on. Because I also want to ask him about the increase. Remember, a couple of weeks ago now, I guess, we learned that the Hanover County School Board gave themselves a raise. They doubled their own salary. Oh, I'm sure my taxpayer dollars are going for that, but there's a part of me thinking, man, that's pretty cool. Because I'm pretty sure Jeremy and I could get together and hold a vote. I think it would be unanimous to double our salaries. In fact, we could even extend the vote. I would extend it out to Charles Pyle, who does a great job as our news guy. He's our news director, and we are so fortunate, so blessed to have Charles on this team. And let me tell you, absolutely doubly blessed to have him doing the news on this here little program, because he's just rock solid and decades of experience. But I think the three of us, given the opportunity, if we held a vote, I think we would vote to double our salary. I'm pretty sure. I don't do predictions like that hack of hacks, Larry Sabato. Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. Larry Sabato is a terrible person. And Larry Sabato, quite frankly, should never, ever be asked his opinion on anything ever again. And while I like my pal Tyler Englander over there at 8 News, Tyler, I'm telling you, man, the last thing you need is Sabato. Take a look at his posts comparing Donald Trump to the Nazis. Take a to Hitler. Take a look at his posts comparing Trump supporters to the Nazis. That's why, in my opinion, Sabato should never, ever again be asked anything other than perhaps, do you want fries with that? That really should be the only question anybody asks him. Should we be involved in bombing Iran? I think we should, probably. Let me explain the difference between Iran and Russia. People have said, well, we're not helping Ukraine, and, you know, Putin has nuclear weapons. You're absolutely right. Putin has nuclear weapons, no question about it. Putin, former KGB, and he's still in that mindset. Putin is a bad guy. Putin is, to his very core, an evil, rotten, vile human being. But you know what else he is? He's fat and lazy. Putin likes his life. Putin likes being the president of Russia. He likes living in palaces and eating caviar and doing any damn thing he wants. Which means he's not anxious to bring about the end of the world. He's not anxious to deploy nuclear weapons. Compare that to Ali Khamenei, who is the, quote, supreme leader of Iran. He is batcrap crazy. He is the head of a death cult that is determined to bring about the apocalypse, the end of the world, so that the 12th Imam will return, the Mahdi. He is willing to give up his life. He is anxious to bring about the end of the world, and God help us if he gets nuclear weapons. That's it. Okay. Don't we have a little bit of a John Stewart? I want to take a listen to that and remind you about our James River Air text line as well, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's take a listen. Cut number one, John Stewart.
For a second, and talk about the macro idea of risk assessment within this world. The one thing about Israel that I truly do not understand is this idea of they won't live in a world of risk, but we live in a world of risk. There is no zero risk. It's this idea of if there is one suicide attack that is done by a Palestinian, well, then we must remove Hamas, or we must wage war until we are safe. And that just seems like a fundamentally flawed. The United States certainly lives in a world of risk. Russia has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. North Korea has nuclear weapons. They've all expressed at different times antipathy towards the United States, or a desire to use them, in North Korea's case, against the United States. So this idea that we can create a world where there is no risk, it seems that what they create is a world of instability where everything is at risk.
Yes.
And so I just want to get at the underlying fundamental principle that is being deployed here that's causing such destruction in Gaza and all of this death, as though you can create a world of no risk through violence. It makes no sense to me. Ben, what is your thought on that larger principle?
My thought is that you're a moron. That's my thought. That's my professional assessment, Mr. Stewart, now that I've listened to you. I think you're just an idiot. Because you clearly have not paid attention to what it is that Israel has said. This is not about eliminating all risk. This is about eliminating immediate risk. This is about eliminating risk, which is at your front door. Now, Mr. Stewart, you don't live in a world of risk. You live behind gates. You live with bodyguards. You live a pretty damn cushy life. That's the difference. I'm always amazed and disappointed to hear someone like a John Stewart weigh in that way. Man, how awful is that? It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
What a maroon.